Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. An open invitation is extended to regional residents 80 years and over to attend the Mayor's Christmas Party at Rumours in Ruthven Street, and that's on Wednesday, November 24. Now, the festivities run from 10 a.m. till noon, and there'll be a Lucky Door Prize, a Mayor's Choice Awards, and prizes for the best men's and women's Christmas outfits. Special diets can be catered for on request, and please, we ask you to RSVP by November 8 to 4688-6631. A Remembrance Day service will be held at the Crow's Nest War Memorial on Thursday, November 11 from 10:45 a.m. and all who attend the service are invited to the RSL rooms for tea and coffee afterwards. Toowoomba's Bedford Street Waste Management Centre has changed to summer operating hours. Now, the facility is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. until the end of March, and there's several Crow's Nest District transfer stations and landfills are also extending their opening hours from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The sites include Crow's Nest, Ravensbourne and Hayden transfer stations, with Hayden closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, and the Geum and Clinton landfills, with Clinton closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Greenmount Refuse Facility at Faulkner Road opens from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. until the end of March. For those interested with what's happening at Council, the next Committee of Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 9 and Wednesday, November 10, 9 a.m, and that's at the City Hall in Ruthven Street. The next ordinary meeting of Council will be the week after at the Clifton Service Centre, and so that's at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, November 16. If you'd like more information, phone 4688-6356, and remember, everyone's welcome to come along and see the workings of Council. Nominations for the 2011 Toowoomba Australia Day Awards are now open. If you know a person, community group or community event that deserves recognition for outstanding contributions to their community, then nominate them for one of the local and or regional Australia Day Awards. Nomination forms, guidelines, hints and selection criteria are now available from any Council Service Centre or Council's website. For inquiries, contact your local service centre or the local Australia Day Committee, and remember, nominations close November 30. Half-yearly water rate notices have been issued. Now, payment is due by Tuesday, November 30. Please note that the water access charge is included on the water rate notice, and payment options are available on the back of the notice. Toowoomba Regional Council, in conjunction with USQ, is seeking applicants for a scholarship to support the study of a Bachelor in Engineering at the USQ Toowoomba campus. Now, the value is $22,000 over 4 years, and the scholarship also includes a minimum 50 days paid employment each year to enable the successful applicant to gain valuable on-the-job experience to support their studies. Now, the deadline's been extended to Monday, November 15, 2010. So for more information, contact Ros Alexander at Council or visit our website www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And if you're visiting the website, don't forget the Council's annual report for 2009-10 has now been released. It's an easy-to-work site and has a comprehensive rundown of Council's operations. If you have an after-hours emergency, anything from a burst water main to a block sewer to a dog attack, then contact Council's free after-hours emergency number on 1800 626 198. That's 1800 626 198. If you'd like more information on anything I've mentioned in today's program, then please go to our website www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.